Good afternoon. I'm David Allison. We're coming to you live from the Barman Chaney Performance Studio right here at Valley Public Radio. And this is Young Artist Spotlight. Our special guests today are a fabulous group of guitarists from Central Unified. And with them is their director, Mr. Brian Garcia. Now, you've brought two groups with you today, correct?
I did. We have two ensembles. The first ensemble will be playing two pieces, one called Aquarium by Camille Saint-Saëns and the other called Zapateado by Juan Martín.
Well, without further ado, let's get underway to hear this fabulous group. Guitars of Central Unified. Guitars of Central Unified, performing the music of Camille Saint-Saëns. That was Aquarium. This is the intermediate level group from Central Unified, the first of two groups we'll have this afternoon. Next, we're going to perform a piece, Zapateado, by Juan Martín. Thank you.
was our second level guitar group from Central Unified, and we've been working on these pieces, and we're really excited to be able to play them for you. Next up, we're going to bring in shortly our second group, which is level three, and which is our advanced group, and they're going to play a piece called the Concerto in D Major.
Once again, this is Young Artist Spotlight from Valley Public Radio. And what a terrific performance from the Level 2 group from Guitars of Central Unified. Very shortly, as their director, Brian Garcia, said, we'll be bringing in the Level 3 group, which is the top skilled, most skilled group. And they'll be performing some lovely pieces for us. Central Unified in all has 178 guitar students in three different levels of classes at the high schools. They take the philosophy that music is a vehicle to teach students about the learning process. Students are guided on a music walk, similar technique used for concepts in print language via language arts. They learn to look for difficult passages, key signatures, time signatures, then design a schedule and practice plan that's realistic in conjunction with their schedules. All students are busy with other things. Through consistent practice, success, failure, success cycles, etc., students are able to experience the evidence of this process firsthand as they work from beginning of a new piece, taking it to a level of proficiency and eventually to the level of mastery. This mindset is truly powerful, and once a student begins to understand that they can achieve greatness through this process, then many doors will begin to open to them as they pursue their goals and aspirations in life. I really like that philosophy, Brian Garcia, that you laid out for us. And as you said when the first group came in here, you reminded them, look, we're not learning anything today. We've done this before. We're just going to do what we do and have fun with music. And first and last of all, but most important, it's important to have fun.
Absolutely.
Right. So this is the Level 3 group.
Yes, it is. This is our Level 3 group. All the students and the level of the students, we try and produce a high quality regardless of the group, but this is our most advanced group, and we're playing the Concerto in D Major. It's a three-movement piece. It's a beautiful piece, and actually these pieces that you're hearing today is something that I've been hoping that we would eventually be able to play. So this is a dream for me to have students that are willing to put in the time and effort to get the piece ready to perform. The performances that we hear on the radio when we see a great player play are months and months of regular, dedicated, consistent practice. We see for 10 minutes, but it's taken 3 or 4 months sometimes, or a year in some instances, for some artists to get their piece where it needs to be. So it's exciting. It's exciting to have kids that understand the process and they embrace it.
Excellent. Yeah, and as with so many things, it's about setting that goal and all the things that you learn along the way towards achieving that goal that get you to mastery and comfort with your instrument and the ability to express and just make music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is another form of expression. It really is a language. And if we can move people with our music, if we can make a person's day better or create a smile, then that's really powerful. And that's what we have. That's the gift that we're working on developing.
All right, fantastic. Well, we know that this group is going to make us smile with their next piece from Vivaldi, Concerto in D, the Guitars of Central Unified. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on FM 89 Valley Public Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio. That was guitars from Central Unified, the third level group, the top group there. I'm David Alice. I'd like to remind you that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. With me here also is Brian Garcia, the director of these wonderful musicians. Once again, that piece was...
That was a concerto in D major by Antonio Vivaldi. It's an arrangement that we use specifically for guitar. It's generally guitar as a solo backed up with orchestra, string orchestra. We will be performing it with strings in May.
Wonderful. Very good. Is there a website where people can go to if they want to learn more about your group's performances?
I would like to take a moment to just recognize Central Unified for supporting us and offering us the opportunity to create a program like this. If the timing wasn't right and we didn't have support from the district office, the Board of Education, all the way down to our office staff and our instructors, this would not be possible. So first and foremost, very grateful to be working within that district. We're doing a lot of great things.
How can people learn about performances your group has coming up?
We have a Facebook page for our district, Central Unified, and they'll post all upcoming events on our main website, centralunified.org, or they could go to the Facebook site, and I believe they're going to be hopefully having the MP3s and posting those as well so people can listen to them if they're not able to hear the live radio feed.
Excellent. Very good. Now, you've got a special piece coming up next.
We do. We have a soloist. Armin Kushkabagi is going to play a piece by Manolo Sanlúcar. And it's a piece we've been working on for a while. It's a really beautiful flamenco piece. And he always kind of pushes himself to do a little more. And a lot of the students in here are just doing outstanding things. So I'm really proud of you guys. Good job today, by the way.
So with the piece by Manolo Sanlúcar, here's Armin. Thank you. The guitars of Central Unified. I can hear that. I can hear the clapping over the airways right now. Yeah, once again. And once again, Ryan is Brian Garcia, who was at doing that solo guitar.
That was Armin Kushkabagi. He was the winner of the Central Valley Guitar Summit last year as a soloist, and he's entering again. That's one of our pieces. The other one we're keeping a secret, but yeah, I'm very hopeful that he'll do well again this year.
Very good. And that piece by Manolo Sanlúcar.
Yes.
Okay.
Landmark flamenco piece, Puerta de Príncipe, and incredible, incredible. Well done.
Fantastic. Well, we are so happy to have all of you here today, guitarists from Central Unified. You performed wonderfully and made it very nice for us and for all of our listeners. Good luck to you and all your music going forward and your studies as well. You're listening to Valley Public Radio, NPR for Central California. This is David Alse from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio. And I would like to remind you that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis.